I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's rebuilding is an ongoing crisis in an unstable situation. Rising anger at the pace of recovery has led to trouble. Rob Baker of Baptist Haiti Mission says workers are concerned about the recent kidnapping and murder of an aid worker helping in the tent cities. While Baker says they'll take more precautions, their ministries are too fruitful to step back.
We are really seeing tremendous results from those opportunities. We're seeing many people come to know Christ as personal Savior.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is known for flight, but stories are a huge part of their evangelism scope. Regina Manley of MAF Learning Technologies explains.
It's called Bible storytelling and discovery learning through questioning.
Many indigenous peoples have an oral culture. Manley teaches Christians how to use storytelling to evangelize.
It's so easy to remember a story, and we can build an oral gospel one story at a time. That means they can remember God's word and meditate on it.
From there, a community will begin to form. Listeners help keep each other's Bible story recounting accurate. And that's why this type of evangelism helps in areas where persecution is high. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board celebrates the appointment of 46 new missionaries and the last appointment ceremony for President Jerry Rankin, who's retiring July 31st. In his 17 years as president, he's been part of over 100 appointment services, sending more than 10,000 men and women into the mission field. These latest missionaries not only mark a milestone for Rankin, they also show the IMB's continual passion to share Christ with the unreached. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.